Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business. This is the podcast for you if you want to do things in your business differently. If you want to just create a magical experience for your clients and you want to make real change in the world and you want to do that by working fewer hours, you're in the right place. I'm going to help you with all of those things and many others beside that. So let's dive into today's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about surprise and delight. Surprise and delight. They're really, really important in business. And sometimes they can just absolutely get lost in, well, I don't know, terms and conditions, doing the day-to-day, doing the do. Or, of course, sometimes there's just, people don't care. Right. There's also that. But surprise and delight is really, really important in business, particularly if you're a small business, right? There are lots of ways that you can surprise and delight your customers. And I'm talking about more than just doing a good job, right? Way more than just doing a good job, because I'm assuming here that you do a good job, yeah? I'm assuming that you communicate well with your customers, they know what's happening, you have a good relationship with them and everybody's happy. Making that assumption, right? And that is quite, even that is quite a big assumption, actually, because I've worked with several companies, and there's a couple particularly that spring to mind, small businesses, where they kind of don't even do that, right? And it just makes you wonder how some businesses are still in business, because their customer service is just rubbish, you know, and it doesn't need to be like that. But it's particularly important when we are small businesses, and we are the business, right? We face up the business. We often talk directly to the clients and do that side of things as well. And so it's really important that our reputation is solid and is built on, you know, it's built on fact, right? Is we want people to say, do you know what, this thing happened and I can categorically say it was a good thing. That's the kind of reputation that we want in business. We don't want people to be grumbling about us behind our backs or feeling disconnected or feeling like we wish we'd never embarked on the working relationship, right? That's absolutely not what we want to do. It's the opposite of that. So surprise and delight. Think about a time when a business surprised you, yeah, and delighted you. And it isn't really important to say this isn't about lavish gestures. This isn't about big kind of expense of stuff at all. This is about just the, I do matter. And that's kind of that's the thing that that we want people to think, to just go, do you know what? That was really cool. That was really cute. That was really funny. That was really kind. Whatever. Yeah. So I can think of a few instances when I've been surprised by companies. And the one really great example is Free Agent, who are my accounting software. They do my accounting software. And I've been with them for, I don't know, probably 10 years, a long time. But it hasn't happened for a few years, maybe four years ago or something, 4 or 5 years ago. I had a little conversation with them online, and I honestly don't remember what it was now. I think I commented on something and said how much I enjoyed working with them and how many people I'd told about their software and how good I thought it was. And because they could match my name up with the name of the customer, I got this little hamper, kind of hamper thing, box in the post, and it had in it a mug, I'm trying to remember now, some chocolates, you know, a couple of little notepad, can't remember, just some kind of really, oh, and a little duck, a little rubber duck, because they have this thing with rubber ducks. And it was just so nice. I was just like, this is so cool. And of course, I then shared online about what they'd done and how happy I was. And I've got a feeling this was all on Twitter, actually. And it was just a lovely bit of publicity for them to show that they do care about their customers. And I just felt over the moon, right? Just felt chuffed to bits. So that was really nice. And really recently, I just ordered some printer cartridges, the most mundane of mundane, right? But in the box of printer cartridges was a bar of chocolate. It was like, oh! And I shared this across social media. And honestly, the people were delighted for me. And it was just a little bar of chocolate, probably cost about £1, you know, but it was in something that I'd paid for, you know, so there wasn't any extra postage, there wasn't any extra anything. They just went and bought these bars of chocolate in the office and or in the warehouse and just packed them in. But the goodwill that came from that, and I shared it online with the name of the company, Toner Giant, they're called, who I order my printer cartridges from. And, you know, lots of people said, I'm going to order from them now just to see what chocolate I get. And that's, it makes the ordinary into an extraordinary experience. And that's really, I just think that that's really, really important. They don't have to do it. Nobody has to do it. But particularly just putting a bar of chocolate into something that you're sending out anyway, it just is a little touch extra. And I just think that's, I think that attention to detail is just really nice. Somebody somewhere, someone in the office has thought, wouldn't it be nice if we just sent people a little thing, a little thank you, a little here. And they're right. You know, they're absolutely right. So I'm thinking about when I've bought some stuff, and the software that I've been part of for years. I guess it's a bit different to surprise and delight, but well, no, I didn't know I was getting it. But when I used to use Kajabi for my online programs, and Kajabi, when you sell a certain amount, you get sent things. And I got a kind of, what is it? Like a digital notebook thing. I don't know what they're called, where you can write on the pad. I've never used it clearly, but you can write on the kind of digital pad and it uploads it rather than it being a notebook. But that was quite cute to get. I've never used it. They're probably a bit more expensive. So clearly was less impressed by that than by the chocolate. But I got it for selling a certain amount of my program through their software. So and when I've joined people's programs, I can think of really nice things that, like, kind of a welcome pack, you know, a welcome acknowledgement that's just been really nice as part of the onboarding process. I worked with a business coach, and she sent out a face mask and an eye mask and I can't remember, some bath salts or something, but just a nice little sort of care package. Other people have sent tea bags, just things that kind of fit with the vibe of what you're doing. And one program I've been in for years now, I got a postcard, and that came all the way from Australia. So that was really nice. And you see, it just, these things, the fact that you remember, or I remember these things, just shows that they were a little bit of surprise and delight, right? And just a little bit, rather than just, you've taken my money, brilliant, thanks. Let me now deliver the goods. And that's all that there has to be, okay? That's all that there has to be. But if there's just that little, oh, I see. She thinks like that. She cares. It just sets something apart. And I think when you join programs or start working with people and you've had that really positive experience before of the, you know, bar of chocolate or something, and then you don't get it, particularly in a really high ticket investment, or you don't have a particularly good onboarding process experience, you don't have a particularly good onboarding experience, coupled with the fact that you don't get a notebook and pen or something in the post, it can really actually sour the whole experience. And it isn't about the material aspects of this at all. Gifts for me is in the love languages, the five love languages. Google that if you've never done the quiz. But in the love languages, gifts is like 3% for me. So gifts is tiny, absolutely tiny. But quality time is my top one. and an act of service. So quality time and acts of service are my two top ones. And that actually fits really well with feeling like you're valued, feeling like someone cares, you see? So it's not, don't be sending me a Rolex in the post, because it's like, I don't want that. I wouldn't choose that myself. That's not what I need. But, you know, send a little card, handwritten card, and that's that kind of quality time thing. That's that, oh, someone cares. And to me, that makes such a difference. The feeling like I'm important, yeah? Feeling like I'm an important part of stuff. And like I say, when it doesn't happen, which I can think of places where it hasn't happened, it leaves, I don't know, there's something that's lacking, right? And as a business coach, I feel like saying, do you know what? You could make this so much better by just sending everybody a little card to say, hi, glad you're here. Even if it's pre-printed, it's all pre-printed, you know? It's just the thought there. And it does make such a big difference in terms of goodwill. It really, really absolutely does. And when I've done it to other people, and I don't have such a slick process, I have to confess, but I try and remember. And I've sent clients flowers before. I've sent out signed copies of my book, and, you know, just kind of nice little things, because I want everyone to feel that it's a good decision to work with me. And I don't mean that in terms of the outcome they'll get from working with me, because it's kind of a given. I think it's about me, right? They chose me. And I appreciate that. I'm very grateful for that. And it doesn't take me much time or effort or money to just pop something in the post to say, yeah, good choice. We're going to be good together. And to me, that's kind of what it means. And that's why I do it. So if someone's spending £50 or £200 or something with you, then I don't mean that. But I mean kind of any sort of weighty investment. I just think it's a nice and kind thing to do in terms of surprising and delighting people. Obviously, everybody's going to expect stuff now, but, you know, they don't know what, right? People don't know what. And there's nothing worse than if you think, oh, you know, wonder what the welcome package is going to be, or the welcome gift, and nothing comes. And then you find out that other people working with that same person, but perhaps in a slightly different level of program, get stuff, you know, get a hoodie or something. It's like, huh. And it doesn't breed any positivity. Let's just say that, I think, really. And it's so easy for you to change this and to just think, what would make that person smile? What would that make that person smile? Doing that. Yeah, do you know what? That'd be really cool. That'd be really cute. That's a really nice thing to do. I'm going to do that. And then actually doing it. And that's absolutely all you're talking about here. And I've read a few things recently about companies that have done this. They've made it onto the news. And there was one, I think it was an insurance company, something like that. Insurance or financial advisors or pensions, something in that kind of field. And in their terms and conditions, because they know that nobody ever reads their terms and conditions, they had a little Easter egg, and it was mid-sentence. The first person to tell us they've seen this gets a bottle of wine. And somebody, it was up back for about 4 months, I think, before somebody emailed them. And they said, probably way too late, but yeah, where's my bottle of wine? And the guy whose company it was, he was on the radio. And he said it was a nice, you know, a nice bottle of wine. And they said, what do you mean by a nice bottle of wine? He said, well, it was about 30 quid, you know. And it's funny, really, because it was just, you know, it's such a sort of ordinary thing to say. And 30 quid is, you know, I mean, a really nice bottle of wine obviously is hundreds, but it's like, yeah, it's just like, you know, one of the more expensive ones you can get from the supermarket. And I like how kind of sensible that is and measured that is as well. But yeah, so they put this, so there's this little element of surprise and delight. And I mean, that's been on the radio. So that is, you know, that's something that's kind of picked up an amazing publicity for that company, for sure. But it was just, it's just such a nice thing to do. And I think recognizing something like that, you know, where nobody reads the, oh, it's the privacy policy, I'm sorry, not the terms and conditions, but nobody ever reads the privacy policy. It's sort of kind of a waste of time thing that we're all meant to do. But to just make it a bit more interesting, I just think is really nice. I just thinking back to there's a band, I think they're still going. Yeah, they're still going. But there's a band called Embrace that I guess in late 90s, early 2000s were really popular. I know when they knew Coldplay when they first started out, and Coldplay supported them. So, you know, things have grown differently for those two bands. But we were really big fans of them, and they used to do this. They used to do this kind of competition, I think probably once a year, for a secret gig. And they had questions out on their website that you had to answer to get to the next place, And then eventually you managed to find the answer of where this gig was. And we went to two, managed to find out about two. And one was in Leeds, is it the Town Hall? In a kind of proper venue. But the other one was in Leicester Square in London. And they were going to have white balloons, or we had to have white balloons. I think they had some white balloons. And they just brought the minimum instruments. I think one of them stood on a box and sang into a kind of like handheld mic with a little what's that thing called, speaker. And somebody else had a guitar, and they just stood like back to back in this really tight circle, and managed to perform, I don't know, a couple of songs before the police moved them on. And it was just really cool. It was just really. Yeah, it's probably about 20 years ago now, but it was really cool. It was really fun. It was really different. It was really rewarding the fans. And I think that's kind of the message of this, really. It's just acknowledging that people are there, and that people care, and that people matter, and that none of us would be anything without the people. And if we ever lose sight of that, I think it's a very, very sad state of affairs that you just become numbers and money to people, and they just put on whatever they're supposed to put on. And it's very transactional in nature. And certainly for most of us that are service-based businesses, things aren't transactional in nature like that. They matter so much. We're talking about people's lives, people's livelihoods, and experiences, and what matters, and loves, and love, like love, what's that thing, love, laugh, I don't even know what it is, but yeah, we're talking about live life, love, no, that's still not right, is it? Anyway, I don't know, I'm not big on kind of sayings like that, but you know what it is, it's about the whole experience of people's lives. And I think that we should never forget that. We should never become so focused on our own ego and our own kind of positioning in the world that we forget that people, we wouldn't be anything without the people who support us. And by that, I kind of mean our clients, you know? So there was, and I've completely lost my train of thought. Isn't that terrible? I'm so busy thinking about ways to surprise and delight people. Oh, I've remembered now. That's it. And surprise and delight myself by remembering what I was going to say. You can also use this technique. I mean, it's not really, but you can also, you know, be a kind and loving and giving person to potential clients too. And years ago now, I think around 2014 probably, I'm just thinking, I won an award for it. Oh, 2013, there you go. It's on the wall behind me in my office. So that's a long time ago, when I was quite new to business. But I went for a prospecting meeting with a company, and it was back in the days when I did social media management, and we pitched to them to manage their Pinterest account. Okay. And we had a really great conversation with the guy there. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't remember what the company did. I can visualize the office, the guy we talked to, can't remember what the business did. But we pitched to them to manage their Pinterest. And because they were quite a reasonably sized company, it was going to be quite an investment for them. And we had a great meeting. He wanted to talk to a couple of other people, blah, 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 blah. And so when I got back to the office, we'd got on really well with the guy, and he had happened to say that we talked about sweets, and he happened to kind of say some sweets that he liked. So when we got back to the office, we ordered this hamper from, I don't know, Retro Sweets Company, whoever they were, of all these kind of childhood favourite sweets in this little cute little wicker basket, and posted it off to him, got it sent to him. And that actually netted us the contract. I mean, I think we might have got it anyway, but it certainly added this element of surprise and delight. And so it was probably four or five grand worth of business, which back in 2013, you know, went a lot further than it does these days. And it was just really cool because for 50 quid, 40 quid, can't remember, sending out that package that was really personalised, and he obviously wasn't expecting, right? It helped to show that we were thinking along the right lines. You know, we were the kind of people that they wanted to work with. And it's not like, you know, blackmail or bribery or anything like that. It's just, yeah, we understand each other. And I think, you know, we'd have a really good working relationship. So yeah, it was cool. It's such a long time ago now, but it's something that I still remember as being absolutely well worth doing. So it's cute, right? You can do some nice things. I think you can do some nice things. And if you've got something like a book, which I have, my book Life and Business, available on Amazon, on Kindle, and in paperback. And so Life and Business, I have a few copies kicking around my office and behind me on my camera. And I periodically send out copies to people, to clients, multiple copies, signed copies for clients, sometimes for their clients or for people in their group, their franchisees, for example. And it's just kind of a nice thing. If you have something like a book, it's a nice, you can personalize it, you know, you can sign it and you can make it an absolutely relevant surprise and delight gift for people. But it also kind of reinforces your own message as well. So it's too late. And I don't say that with an ounce of cynicism. It's just that it's a really, really exceptional way of doing that. Because chocolate bars are brilliant, right? But they're not branded. They're not personalized in that same regard. So depending on what the nature of your business is, then you might want to invest in little notebooks or pens, branded pens. I've got some branded pens now too, rather than just going and doing a haul in Sainsbury's of snacks. So for the company that the toner giant, the people who sent me with my printer cartridges, they obviously have an invoice in there with their name on it, and you kind of know it's from them, and you've ordered the goods from them. So it is a little bit different, but yeah, it's great. It's just such a nice way to be with people. And I wouldn't say that I expect it now, but I certainly think that when I'm working with like a coach or joining a higher ticket program, there's got to be value there for everybody or make it worthwhile doing that, like some kind of one-to-one interaction or some kind of human interaction. I don't mean just buying a course off the shelf. Then if something like that doesn't happen, I think I do notice it. I do notice it. And it's a little lack of care. I would say it's not a black mark, obviously, because no one should ever expect these things. But it's a little, you know, kind of, do you care? Do you care? Or maybe just got my money. And I think it takes the human element out of it. So I would say to you, how can you surprise and delight your customers in just a teeny tiny way that really lets them know that you care about them? They're not just a number that you care about. They matter, and you acknowledge that they're making a difference to you and your business, and you're thankful for that. You're grateful for that. And you're going to do the same back to them, right? You're going to make a huge difference to their business. But that's literally what they're paying you for. So yeah, just this nice kind of touch. I think it's just human kindness. And certainly that kind of personal touch in this slightly odd post-COVID world that we do still live in, where there isn't the, I don't know, there isn't the kind of interaction that there used to be. I don't know if it will ever go back completely, but so much of the stuff we do online now. And so we do see fewer and fewer people actually, or when we see people, it's more thought through and has to be kind of more worthwhile, I suppose, venturing out the house or away from the office. So there's still ways to build quite a, you know, a place in your heart relationship with people by just doing little extra things. A friend of mine actually just thought something. She started working with a coach and she got sent a bag, like this kind of tote bag, which is pretty cool. And she said, I don't want a tote bag, you know, I don't want a tote bag, but I feel really special. And you know, she can use it as a beach bag or whatever it is. It's always the thought that counts. But I often think a smaller thing and a smaller investment on your part actually means as much as a bigger investment. Flowers are great, you know? Who doesn't like getting a bunch of flowers that they're not expecting? My brother got me for Christmas, he bought me flowers on a subscription. So I got a bunch every month, I think for 3 months. Except he didn't tell me it was on a subscription. So the second month, it would have been in January when I got a second bunch. I'm like, who are these from? There's no card in there. And I put something on social media. Has anyone sent me any flowers? It was only eventually that I thought, wonder if it's because they were from the same company. So so that was genuine surprise and delight because I had no idea who they were from. But it's just, there's lots of ways that you can do this. And I would say for your business, remember that you're dealing with people. I know that sounds like a ridiculous thing to say, but think about their emotions. Think about the fact that they might be, oh, shit, I've just spent all this money. Oh! You know, look at this surprise and delight thing as a reassurance that they're in very, very safe hands and they are absolutely not just a number to you and you matter, you care, you love them, you're going to look after them. That's what we're talking about here. That's what's going to make the difference with easing the path of working with someone until you kind of find your feet together. It makes such a huge difference. And the more joy we can spread in the world, I think the better, right? So get yourself some nice pens, get yourself some bars of chocolate and get sending them out to everybody who comes into your world. And I think that your goodwill and the stuff that people share on Instagram to say how fabulous you are, I think it will increase tenfold. And that's great. And the more love and joy we can spend and we can create in the world, the more, the happier place the world is. And that's what really, really matters. So, yeah. So I hope you've enjoyed having a few thoughts about surprise and delight. And let me know what you think of. Let me know what you do and let me know what you're going to do. Message me on Instagram at Libby Langley or find me on LinkedIn, Libby Langley there too. And let me know. And let me know some examples of people who've surprised and delighted you too, because I would love to hear that. I'd be like, yeah, that's so cool. I'm going to put that in my little file in my head to use myself one day. So all ideas gratefully welcome. Thanks for joining me again today. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.